USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate, yesterday brought day two of opening statements by the Trump legal team, including from veteran lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who says the House articles of impeachment against the president simply don't meet constitutional standard.
I will argue that our Constitution and its terms, high crimes and misdemeanors, do not encompass the two articles charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
President Trump's long-awaited Middle East peace plan is expected to be released today. The president has referred to the plan as, quote, the deal of the century. Palestinian leaders have already rejected the plan, which would reportedly allow Israel to annex portions of the West Bank. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
America continues to mourn the death of a basketball legend.
Schools across the country starting the day with a moment of silence to honor basketball great Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people, including the pilot, killed on the helicopter in Calabasas, California.
I was sad because that's my dad's favorite basketball player, and I want my dad to be upset that Kobe Bryant passed away.
The NTSB trying to get to the bottom of why the chopper crashed. Heavy fog in the area. Police choppers were not allowed to fly at the time. Kobe reportedly had special permission.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. There's a small chance two satellites could collide tomorrow evening over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. According to space debris tracker LEO Labs, a decommissioned space telescope launched in 1983 will come very close to a smaller satellite launched in 1967. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Authorities in Scottsboro, Alabama say eight people are dead after a fire on a dock that they're still trying to determine the origin of. The fire broke out early yesterday morning at the Jackson County Park boat dock. Seven people treated for injuries. At least 35 vessels were destroyed or seriously damaged by the blaze. Officials say more people may be missing, but it could take several days for dive teams to complete their searching. Federal prosecutors say Prince Andrew is not cooperating with their investigation of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaking outside the deceased sex offender's New York City home, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said that they've been unable to interview Andrew about his friendship with Epstein despite numerous attempts and requests. One woman who says Epstein kept her as a sex slave says she was forced to have sex with Andrew when she was 17 years old. Andrew has denied the claims, but he did step down from his public royal duties last year. And Chipotle is facing a fine of nearly $1.5 million from the state of Massachusetts for violating child labor laws at more than 50 locations in that state. Investigators found the chain frequently had minors working too many hours and minors working with no valid work permits. More than 13,000 violations were issued. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.